Yeah, Johnny, look, I'm a massive fan of yours. I'm a huge wrestling fan. I'm well aware of the tremendous work that you did in Australia all those years ago, and also the stuff that you're doing in New York at the moment.
Right. Well, you know, I can tell you one thing about Australia. When I was over there years ago, I was over there with Mario Milano and Sam Martino and all these different kind of people, and let me tell you, the place is known for some beautiful women, you know. A lot of great Greeks over there, a lot of Italians and whatnot, and in fact, I'm single now, you know, and when I come back to Australia, I'm going to look for Miss Italian. So if there's anybody that listens to this interview that has enough guts and courage to at least email me or write send me a beautiful picture of yourself, that you're available, I want you to know that Johnny Valiant is very much available.
Yep.
Not only for wrestling and comedy and for acting gigs, I'm available for the heart as well, because I did meet a beautiful Chinese girl last night here in New York City's Chinatown. I danced right away.
Yeah.
And which is kind of funny because I go to bed early, but I stayed up to 11:30 with this young girl, and it was very exciting. And, but I do have to say, I do want to go on the record saying that they do have beautiful athletic gals over there in Australia. The guys, I don't know. I don't want to comment on the guys in Australia.
Right, right.
That's a different kind of a show.
But if that's got...
I appreciate, you know, the Australian beer.
Yeah.
And else that goes with it.
I'll have a word to my girlfriend, Yvette, and I don't have any complaints with each other, and she's got some hot girlfriends as well, Johnny.
Oh, man, that sounds like I'm going down the Connecticut Turnpike here on the way back to New York City. I feel like going to the airport, going to Kennedy Airport, just go, you know, get on a plane and come over and call you on that deal. But stay in touch with me and if your girlfriend has some nice girl, nice girlfriend, I'll tell you how it is. I'm 57 years of age. I'm very much available. But I'm very discreet on the women.
Yep.
They have to have a pulse. You know, they have to, you know, as far as bathing, you know, that's up to them. If they want to bathe, they want to shave, you know, that's up to them. I mean, I usually like women without much of an Adam's apple, you know, so that kind of knocks up Australia.
Mate, stay away from King's Cross and Darlinghurst. Get down to Bondi and Balmain, and you'll be right.
There you go, mate. I do have to say that that golfer is just
Greg Norman, the shark.
The
shark, Greg Norman.
Yeah, the shark. They said he's one of the Valiant brothers. I don't know if there's any truth with that or not. He's the fourth Valiant brother, but.
I heard Richard Branson wants in as well, I heard.
Yeah, he's got that bleached hair. I don't know if that's the idea of a Johnny Valiant or what, Greg Norman, but the shock, you know. So,
yeah.
I'm sure he doesn't worry about women. See, guys like me that are on the other side of 55, you know, the nights get longer and lonely and whatnot, and so I have to be very discreet. I'm going to spend the next,
Of
my life with.
Well, that's all right.
To get over there on a serious note to the great country of Australia, Melbourne and Perth and Adelaide and Darwin and Brisbane and all the other little nooks and crannies in between. I used to love the Australian beer.
Yep.
And those Greeks and Italians and whatnot, I can't tell you, they're the greatest chefs in the world. And,
mate,
you know, they're about as fair thinking as you can get.
Say g'day to all the boys over there. Any of them that ever competed in Australia, a big shout out to them. We'd like to, if they can come to Australia sometime, or we can get over there and get some sort of documentary or something happening, it'd be great to catch up in person.
I think that'd be great, you know. So any kind of a proposal, you put the deal together.
Yep.
And I'm going to turn you over to my road manager, Ginsburg. That's with a G-I-N-Z. Z is a zebra. And let him work on a deal here.
So. All right, I'll speak to the Ginsburg, and I'll catch up with you soon. Johnny, all the best, mate.
Okay, my friend. Don't worry not. I'll just say it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you, mate. Hello, Evan. Oops.